好，感谢主。
Praise the Lord。
神把我们带到2022年2月20日的主日崇拜的讲道时间。
God gets us to February 20th, 2022 sermon time。
那今天讲到的题目是末世的迷茫。
The sermon title today is Confusion in the Last Days。
我们开始以前有一个祷告，把时间交给神。
Let's start with a prayer。
天父，感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you。
感谢你一直的陪伴和带领。
Thank you for your presence and guidance。
在这末世当中，在这空虚背逆的时代，你让我们紧紧地跟随你的脚步。
In the rebellious of the last days, and we just follow your steps。
你让我们要珍惜眼下的光阴啊。
So you ask us just treasure the time。
传福音的机会和这个窗口越来越窄了。
Now the opportunity to share the gospel that is just getting narrower。
有太多俗世的事情在缠绕着我们的注意力啊。
So there's a lot of the spiritual thing just draw our attention。
这一切所带来的迷茫，我们需要你的话语带领我们。
With all this just confusion, we need your guidance。
感谢祷告奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name。
Amen。
Amen。
好，末世的迷茫。
Confusion in the last days。
呀，记得今天讲到的题目了。
That's today's sermon title。
现今的世代是何等的邪恶，我们都知道。
We all know the present age is evil。
各样末世的征兆也一一的显现出来。
All different kinds of the sign of the last days appear。
什么意思呢
？What does this mean？
就是主再来的日子近啦。
This means the day of the Lord's return is just near。
作为上帝的儿女
，As God's children。
作为教会耶稣基督的身体。
As the church, the body of Jesus Christ,
我们应该如何预备这末世所带来的迷茫呢
？How should we prepare for the confusion brought about by the last days?
那末世又有哪些迷茫呢
？So there's what kind of the confusion in the last days?
我们先来看第一点。
Let's look at the first point.
离弃真道。
Forsake the faith.
所以离弃真道是在末世当中容易带来的迷茫，对吧？
So forsake the faith, actually, that is the, in the last days will bring this confusion.
不是我说的，是圣经里面说的。
It's not what I said, that's what the Bible tells us.
到了末世，其中一个特征就是有人会离弃真道的声音，对吧？
So that's in the last days, and for sure, there will be the people just to forsake the faith.
使人离弃的声音，使人离弃真道的声音会慢慢的、渐渐的进入到我们的生活圈子里面来。
So the voice and to turn people away from the truth actually will just come to us.
可能我们今天刚刚听完主日讲道。
Maybe today we just heard a sermon.
回到家就会有人对你讲耶稣基督的坏话。
When we got home, someone said bad things about Jesus.
也会挑拨你和教会之间的是非的关系。
And also just the stir up this gossip of the church.
那怎么办呢
？What can we do?
所以首先，保罗劝勉我们要谨防异教。异端的。
So first, Paul said, just beware of just pagan and heresies.
假如今天的信徒呢
？If today is a believer,
今天的信徒对异端仍然是一无所知的话呢
？If we are still ignorant of heresy today,
那么你可能已经处在危险中啦。
Then you are already in danger.
这也是为什么今年第一堂道我请罗牧师来讲到的原因就在这里了。
This is the reason why I invited Pastor Lo to preach in the first sermon this year.
罗牧师是这方面的专家，我非常尊重他。
So Pastor Lo, he's a specialist in this area, so I highly respect him.
现今的异端往往呈现一种隐形的状态，不容易识别。
Today's heresy is invisible and difficult to identify.
当然，异教还是显而易见吧。
But the paganism is obvious.
有一些是这个教，有些是那个教，也慢慢影响教会啊。
So all the different kind of this paganism actually just influence the church.
所以近年来异教对教会的影响也不容忽视了。
So the influence of paganism in recent years just cannot be ignored either.
除了异端异教以外，其实某些极端所带来的影响和危害可能甚至更大了。
In fact, other than the heresy and the paganism.Some extremes may also just bring even more harm.
弟兄姐妹，面对这三类末世的怪象，应该怎么样呢
？So when brothers and sisters face this, the three types of the phenomena,
我们需要警醒祷告才行啊。
We need to be just cautious and pray.
因为这是很容易心生迷惑的。
Because it's very easy just for us to become confused.
一个什么人讲的话跟教会讲的不一样，我们可能就感兴趣了。
When somebody says something, it's different from what the church.
会不会可能会随波逐流，软弱跌倒呢？
Will we just even just drift the trend and just become weak and stumble?
呀，这样的试探随时随地在我们身边，大家要警醒祷告才行。
So we need to be just cautious about this kind of temptation.
呀，谨防异端异教。
Just be aware of all those the heresies.
Yeah, 我们需要在神的面前读神的话语。
We need to read the God's words.
我们应该成为养成一个灵修祷告的习惯。
We need to form a habit to do the devotion of prayer.
我们更加应该与教会在灵性上同步。
And we need to just walk the same steps with the church in our spiritual life.
Yeah, 其次是持守纯正的信仰。
Second, hold on to the pure faith.
啊，保罗在这里给我们的教导是什么呢？
So what's the teaching just that Paul gave us?
他说要服从我们主耶稣基督纯正的话与那合乎敬虔的道理。
Obey the pure words and the doctrine of our godliness.
啊，如果我们站在一个动态的角度来观察这一句话呢？
If we observe just the words and just from the active act, the mode.
我们发现其实圣灵一直在带领着教会在做这件事情。
In fact, the Holy Spirit is keep just guiding the church.
从主耶稣基督升天那一刻开始，教会就没有停过。
So from the moment that Jesus ascended into the heaven, and the church has never stopped.
耶稣升天之后，天使就对信徒说了，他还要这么回来的，别着急了。
So when Jesus ascended into the heaven, the angel told the disciples that Lord would return just like this.
所以主离开，主还要回来，给我们的挑战是什么呢？
So the Lord left and he will come back. So what is a challenge to us?
就是主回来，我们要向他交这笔账啊。
That is when Jesus comes back, we need to give account to him.
交什么账啊？
So to give what kind of account?
其中持守纯正的信仰就是一本最重要的账了，对吧？
Upholding the pure truths, that is a key point, right?
当主再来的时候，我们所信的和他走的时候是不是同一个道呢？
When the Lord returns, will what we believe still be the truth entrusted by the Lord back then?
就是教会走了300多年，也出现一些困惑、迷失了。
Actually, the church has walked for about 300 some years, and there's some the confusion just came out.
至少新约圣经哪一些是正典，哪一些不是正典，那需要分清楚啊。
So we just need to just discern the New Testament. So what is the canon and what is not?
所以你看到第一次尼西亚大会，我们就看到教会一直在做这件事情，要理清到底什么是纯正的信仰，对吧？
So since the first council of Nicaea, actually churches keep doing this to just discern about this.
那在这个过程当中，教会也一直与那些不同形形色色的异端、极端、异教、不同的这样的人和事情，在做不同的。这种挑战，对吧？
So in this process, and churches just keep just facing this, could also just be just worried about the heresy.
时间也过了2000年，走过去了。
Now time has passed about 2000 years.
走到今天，持守纯正信仰的困难在哪里呢？
So up to today, what is the difficulty in upholding the pure faith so far?
就是异端往往是在我们当中产生出来，我们不容易警觉。
Because the heresy just came out, just that it's among us, that we are not alert enough.
我会发现有些道貌岸然，好像是口舌如簧的翩翩君子啊。
And we'll see just some just the people, they're just always a suave and just eloquent gentlemen.
现在又是一个网络时代，对吧？
And nowadays, it's just the online stage.
他在网上发表的一些东西，容易引起大家的注意。哎，这是个名人呐，所以他的话要听啊。
So some people just post some of the wording and just the online, and he's a famous speaker, so people just pay attention.
他如果讲圣经呢，不怕讲出来这一句话语，讲出他的见解，这个没问题的。
If he just preach about the gospel just from the Bible, and that is fine.
最怕的是什么呢？
So what is most our concern?
他的口中常常是用圣经原则这四个字来带出他自己想要说的话。
He likes to use the thing is, the most concern is he likes to use the biblical principles and just to bring about his own thinking.
或者他引用一些历史上某个这个伟大的那个伟大的名人的话来支持他想要说的话。
Or he may just use the so-called some of the famous words from the famous speakers and to just support what he's trying to say.
但是其实圣经并没有这么讲啊。
In fact, the Bible does not say this. So.
所以他的目的是在迷惑神的百姓啊。
And his purpose that is designed just to confuse the people of God.
我们听到这一类的话的时候，要马上想圣经在哪里说啦。
When we heard this kind of saying, we need to be very cautious. Where
圣经都没有说，你凭什么这么说呢？
The Bible didn't say so. That's why you say that.
当然，言论自由，你随便说。
Of course, you have the freedom of speech.
只不过你所说的不是圣经所说的。
It's just what you said. The Bible didn't say so.
我们只需要分清楚，这不是上帝的话语。
We just only need to just discern this is the whether this is from the word of God.
如果有人问你，哎，愿闻其详，讲清楚一点呢、啊、
？If someone just say, I want to listen, hear more, just the detail.
我们可以请他多读经就好啦。
Just invite him, just read the Bible.
呀，如果你多读经，你就知道这样的话不是出于圣经嘛。
If you read the Bible, you know what you say is not come from the Bible.
他不是不可以说话。
It's not he cannot speak.
但是他所说的话，大家警醒祷告。他不是上帝说的话。
It's just the words that he said, and we need to be very cautious about what he said.
他所说的圣经原则是他自己的原则，圣经没有这个原则。
The so-called biblical principle that he said, that is just from his mouth. It's not the truth.
如果我们的纯正信仰不持守，跟神是交不了账的，弟兄姐妹。
Brother and sister, if we just cannot uphold this the pure truth, we're not.
所以特别要警醒某些名人啦。
Therefore. Please be cautious about those the so-called famous people.
保罗在哥林多前后书教导我们，听讲道、听信息要慎思明辨，多读经、多祷告。
Paul just tell us that when we just listen to this kind of sort of preaching, we just need to be very cautious.
然后最后是顺服敬虔态度。
Finally, an attitude of obedience and godliness.
什么意思呢？
So what does that mean?
呀，耶和华喜悦人的顺服。是胜于公羊的祭，这个我们都知道，对吧
？We all know the Lord is more pleased with the obedience of men than with the sacrifice of rams.
但是我们都懂我们自己人类啊。
However, we know the human beings.
人类犯罪的第一动机就是不肯顺服神嘛。
The first motive for the human sin is disobedience.
神说了，人听从顺服就不会有犯罪悖逆这一说了。
God has said that if people listen and obey.There will be no sin and rebellion.
呀，我们也是一样的。
And we're the same.
凡事都喜欢跟着感觉走啊。
Everything just likes to go with the feeling.
感觉好，顺服就问题不大了。
If it feels good, obedience is not a big problem.
感觉不对了，顺服也就没有了。
If it feels wrong, obedience will be gone.
你知道这其中缺陷的是什么吗
？Do you know what is the shortage in this?
所缺陷的就是我们对神的敬虔了。
What's missing here is godliness.
这个敬虔其实就是上帝问我们要的那个态度。
Godliness, that is the attitude God requires from us.
态度会决定我们人生的高度啊。
Attitude determines altitude.
今天不能够有一个谦卑受教的心。
Today, if you do not have this humble, just a teachable heart,
你明天就很难去到属灵的高处与神同行了。
Then tomorrow, it's very difficult for you to go to the spiritual height, the altitude.
因为态度的背后是我们圣经的价值观。
Because behind the attitude are values.
而这个圣经的价值观就产生我们生命对神的敬虔的态度，对吧
？And the biblical value and just the form just are just attitude.
讲的直接一点呢？
So to speak that this simply,
就是我们对神有没有一颗敬畏之心啊
？That is whether we have the heart of reverence for God.
与敬畏之心所抗衡的就是我们的老我呀。
So contrasted with all is our old selves.
呀，包括我们过往的经验呐、啊。
Including our past experiences.
我们对一件事情的看法、认定、偏见和执念都包括在里边。
And it's our viewpoint, prejudice, and obsessions.
这一系列的东西加起来的老我会影响我们的顺服与敬虔的，对不对
？All this will affect our obedience and godliness.
呀，这个是我们生命当中要面对的末世的迷惑当中，那离弃真道的挑战，对吧
？So these are the challenges for us to face this confusion in the last days.
好，我们来看第二点。
Let's look at the second point.
贪婪世界。
Greedy for world.
这一点其实是也是我最不能理解的一点了。
Actually, this is the point, the most incomprehensible point for me.
呀，我们亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们既然已经选择行天路，对吧
？Since we just have already just chosen the way of the
我们也做了决定要背起十字架来跟随主。
Also, we made the decision to just carry our cross to follow God.
为什么还要贪爱世界、贪爱钱财呢？
Then why should we still just be greedy for the world and money?
以前我有个有一位朋友的朋友吧。
I used to have an old friend of a friend.
他在一个宣教工厂里边做宣教主任。
And he was the mission director in the mission field.
他掌管着差会啊，各方面寄来的钱财啊。
And also, he's in charge of the money sent by those missionary organizations.
按道理来讲，应该是做忠心的管家了吧
？And he was supposed to be the faithful steward.
但是无奈，他心中的贪婪掌了权了。
However, the greed in his heart just took power.
最后成为从火中抽出来的那根被熏焦了的黑柴。
And then he just became the scorched black wood drawn from the fire.
最后也成为一个悲剧性的人物了。
At the end, he just became the character of the tragedy.
这个贪婪世界在这个末世的诱惑当中，实实在在是抓紧人的心呐。
Greedy for the world actually just grasps people's heart.
那我们怎么去面对这个贪婪世界的这颗心呢？
How do we face this kind of this greedy heart?
我们又应当如何去警醒祷告，去面对这个挑战呢？
And how can we be cautious to face the challenge?
首先是一生的果效由心发出。
First of all, the results of life just come from the heart.
我们认真想想我们自己的生命，人从一出生就与自己的心相争，对吧？
Look at our life.When a person is born and he just fights with his own heart,
有些什么东西我们在争呢？
What are we fighting for?
我们会争宠啊，从小到大，对吧？
So competing for favor.
再大一点会争食儿啊，争食物啊。
Just for food.
也会争爱啊。
And just competing for love.
也会争名、争利、争荣耀啊。
Also for profit, fame, glory.
所以自从亚当选择了撒旦的眼光。
Seems Adam chose Satan's vision.
心术就坏了。
And his mental skill just have been broken.
当人心术不正，心术坏了的时候呢
？When a person's mental skill are broken.
原本上帝放在我们心中的真理就把持不住了。
Then the truth originally in his heart just can no longer be held.
保罗说，当人的心术坏了的时候呢？
Paul said that when a man's mind is broken.
从此就会生出嫉妒、纷争、毁谤。和妄疑啊
It would just result in envy, strife, malicious and talk and the evil suspicion.
回想起我这一代人啊
I just look back about just in my generation.
刚好受教育的时候呢是在文化大革命的时候
At a time when I received education, that was during the Cultural Revolution.
1966年文革开始的时候我只是一个八岁的孩子啊
1966, when the Cultural Revolution started, I was only 8 years old.
甚至还不到八岁。
Maybe not even 8.
年纪不大。
My age is not.
但是文革的陋习却自自然然地灌进我的生命。
However, the bad habits of the Cultural Revolution just have naturally just poured into my life.
我今天看圣经的话语的时候，就敲敲自己的心，哇，这是我的老我耶。
When I look at the Bible, I just realized that it's talking about me.
今天圣经讲的什么自高自大、一无所知、专好问难、争辩言辞，这不就是我们洪小兵、洪卫兵大字报、大辩论的样式吗
？So this life model is just such as conceited and understand nothing, and also unhealthy interest in controversies and also the quarrels about words.
这16个字差不多就是我们经过文革的人的生命的标配吧。
Other description just describe about our life.
其实想一想呢，自己所争的东西是什么呢
？Actually, what I was fighting for is.
所争的、所贪的，其实就是一个要赢嘛。
We just want to win.
什么都想赢。
We just want to win in everything.
为了赢是不择手段了。
Also, we just try to just every means to just win.
为了赢，我会把别的国家的运动员偷到自己的国家来啊。
In order to win, we just steal just other athletes from the other country.
爱拼就会赢嘛。
If we just fight, we can win.
只要我得到金牌有面子了就好了。
As long as I can get a gold medal, and that's what I want.
不赢的话，人生就没有价值了。
If we don't win.Life is worthless.
这一种内心深处的毒害，其实深深的伤害我们每一个人的生命啊。
Actually, this kind of the value just really just harm our life.
人能不能够不赢呢
？Can Can we just not win?
人能不能够这一辈子没有什么了不起的大的成就呢？
Can we just not have such so-called the big achievement in life?
能不能过一个安静的日子呢？
Can we just have just a quiet life?
没有那么多人注意，但却有神的眼光注目，你愿意吗？
So without that much just attention from people, but just from God, do you want it?
这一生的果效由心发出，你在乎神的眼目还是世人的眼目？全从这里开始的，弟兄姐妹。
So, brother and sister, whether you just pay attention about the people's viewpoint or from God.
如果我们的心是对准世界、对准财物的话呢，那我们这一辈子是不得安宁的，弟兄姐妹。
Brother and sister, if we just focus on the money and the world, our heart cannot be ease.
平安会远离我们而去，喜乐也与我们无缘了。
Peace will leave us, and the joy has just nothing to do with us.
其次。知足常乐是大利呀。
Second, contentment is a great gain.
人生的需要真其实不多的。
In fact, there are not many needs in life.
真正的人生的吃喝用度也不是很难去满足的。
And the real food and drink expenses are not difficult to meet.
上帝界的保罗对我们的教导是，只要有衣有食，就当知足啊。
So God teaches through Paul that if we have food and clothing, we
will
be content with that.
你知足吗？
The thing is, are you content?
什么是知足呢？
So what is contentment?
知足就意味着我们要放下贪婪的心呐。
So just to be content, that is to let go of greed.
住房可不可以不要那么豪华呢？
Can housing be less luxurious?
开车可不可以仅仅是一个代步的工具呢？
Can driving just be just a means of transportation?
我们平常买包啊、穿戴啊等等，可不可以是以简朴？为原则呢？
Can it be just a principle of simplicity when buying purses and clothing?
我们可否抱着一个凡事感恩的心来面对我们的得失呢？
Can we just be grateful for just all the things?
要知道我们并没有带什么东西来到这个世上，对吧？
We didn't bring anything into the world.
事实上，到死亡的大限来到的时候，你什么都带不走的。
By the time we leave the world, we just cannot take anything.
更何况我们的日用的饮食。都是神所赐，都是神的恩典呐。
In fact, our daily food and beverages are just all just given by God.
那么，为什么我们只要恩典，却不要那赐恩典的神呢？
Why do we only want grace but do not ask the God of grace?
想一想我们自己的人生啊。
Think about our life.
那些无定的钱财，你能靠得住吗？
Those uncertain money, is it reliable?
钱会长翅膀飞走，离你而去的。
The money has the wings and will just fly away from you.
我曾经给你们讲过一个故事，大家还记得吧？
Do you remember? I used to just tell you a story.
我认识一个朋友，他就一直答应我，他说要我为他祷告啊。
I know a friend and he told me that want me to pray for him.
他说发了财以后一定是十分之一奉献给神呢。
He said once he make the fourth money and he will just offer tithing.
我那时候初信吧，也对这东西也不太懂。
During that time, I was a new believer.
他说他要发财，他要奉献，我就跟神祷告了。
He said he want to make a fortune, so I prayed for him.
非常奇怪，神就满足他发财的愿望。
And very strange, so God fulfilled his prayer.
我觉得神是让我看了这个图画，神知道答案。
I think God knows the answer, and just God knows that.
就这个人当他赚钱赚得多的时候呢
？So when this person he just made a big fortune.
他几乎坚决不施以奉献。
He just insists not to do the tithing.
结果他还说他的发财跟我们基督徒为他祷告毫无关系。
He also said that the reason he can make the fortune actually has nothing to do with our prayer.
更加他说的是与上帝也没什么关系，完全是他的本事。
Even worse, and he said nothing to do with the God, and that's his own ability.
我就跟他讲了。
I told him.
我说你真以为神是可以轻慢的吗
？I asked him, do you think God can be mocked?
我说假如神还爱你。
I said, if God still loves you.
假如神的拯救还会临到你的身上。
If God's salvation will still be on you.
神应该会把。控制你的金钱从你身上拿走。
And I said, I believe God will just remove the money that you want to control.
我也相信上帝会让你看见，他赐给你的金钱会从你身上一分钱一分钱一块钱一块钱地离你而去，你到最后只剩下穷的只剩下一条短裤。
And I told him, and God will just take your money just out of penny from penny, and at the end, you only have the shorts left.
然而因为神的爱的缘故我也为你祷告吧求神让你在后半生的养老仍然还有钱 度日了。
And I said, well, just be the mercy from God, and at least you still have some money left for your retirement.
这句话讲的其实十来二十年前讲的，我都忘了都。
I said this about thing about 10-20 years ago.
有一次我有一次回国的时候，无意中跟他的朋友见面，聊起他来。
One time I went back to China and I did talk to my friend and just mention about him.
他的一个很亲密的朋友告诉我说，他后来的遭遇就如你当年所说的话一样，大家都看见他的钱，不管什么理由，95%钱全部都离他而去了。
And one of his close friends just told me that at the end, actually.He just lost about like a 90% or 95% of his fortune.
我只关心一件事情，他还信耶稣吗
？I just concerned about care about one thing. I said, does he still believe in God?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
知足常乐就是大利呀，能听得懂这话吗
？So if we just have a contentment and just then, that is actually the greatest of.
耶稣说要先求神的国和神的义啊。
So Jesus says, seek first the kingdom of God and righteousness.
一天的难处一天当就够了。
And one day's trouble are just enough.
不要为明天忧虑啊。
Don't worry about tomorrow.
这几句话都是知足常乐的奥秘啊。
These are the mysteries of contentment.
好，最后呢
？Finally.
贪婪是万恶之根呐。
Greed is the root of all evil.
那我们常常说的，万恶淫为首，对吧
？We just talk about this all evil, just that this immorality that's the first number one.
这一句话应该如果没记错的话，它记载在《镜花缘》里边的第十章吧。
And it just record this a sentence that's recorded in the chapter 10 of the book.
对这一本书呢，大家很多的解释了。
With this book, people have a different explanation.
其中解到这一句的时候，这个淫不是指男女关系的淫乱，乃是指贪财贪婪的。
So, in this book, the explanation for this word, the immorality, is not for about the relation between.Male and female, actually, that is a greedy for men.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
brothers and sisters,
有一个秘密我不愿意你们不知道
There is a secret that I don't want you to be ignorant of.
人这一生的钱财是上帝所赐的，你信吗
So in our whole life, the money and wealth are all given by God.
人不可去抢夺这个钱财的权柄的
We cannot just grab this authority from God.
信不信由你
Just believe it or not.
凡是那些以发财为目的的人呢
？Those who aim to get rich.
到头来一定会被钱财所反噬的。
They will end up just being eaten by money.
你说，那我们就在商场中工作，那难道不赚钱吗
？So you may say, I just work in this business place. Should I just make a fortune?
这就是这个奥秘所在了。
This is what the mystery is.
我们哪怕在职场、在商场中营商。发财也不是我们的目的。
Even if we are doing business, making a fortune is not the goal.
一个属神的人经商的话呢
？People of God do business.
赚钱只是他的一个经营手段而已。
Making money is just the means of business.
而我们在商场、在职场中，我们生活的目的，只是在商场当中去荣神益人。
But the purpose is to glorify God and benefit people.
你不要忘了，你所赚的金钱主权在神，不在你的。
Just don't forget the money that the fortune you make. Actually, God has authority.
怀着这颗心才有可能做对的事情。
When you have this kind of mindset, then you're able to do the right thing.
圣经在乎我们这颗心的动机，对不对
？So in Bible, God just cares about our motivation.
只要你工作生活的目的是想发财
，as long as your purpose is to just make money,
你就一定会被钱财所控制和捆绑。
Then you will be controlled by money.
就会陷在迷惑。落在网罗以及许多无知有害的私欲里，叫人沉在败坏和灭亡之中。今天的经文很重要啊。
So this is the verse: fall into temptations and a trap, and into many foolish and harmful desires that plunge people into ruin and destruction.
以金钱、以职场、与商场工作当中的人能够听见这一句话了。
I hope the people who doing business in the field and can listen here the words.
再往前讲多一步呢
？So talk about this further.
就是凡是以发财为目的的人生呢
？So anyone who lives for the purpose of making a fortune.
其结局必定是凄惨的。
And will have a miserable ending.
特别是那些在赚第一桶金的那些人。
especially those who just whoever just make the first pot of gold.
他不择手段。
And they just do whatever they can do.
那包括他偷坑拐骗呢
？Including stealing and cheating.
甚至可能是无所不用其极啊。
And just doing everything they can.
那他会因为贪婪所犯的罪，殃及他的三四代啊。
And his sins as a covetousness will affect 3 or 4 generations.
这不是我说的，在出埃及记34:7，耶和华亲自说的。
This is not what I said. It's in Exodus chapter 34 and verse 7.
好，我们来看第三点。
Let's look at the third point.
并不真信啊。
Not truly believe.
人生最悲哀的事情是什么
？What is the saddest thing in life?
啊，最悲哀的事情莫过于人来到教会。
The saddest thing in life, that is, people come to the church.
哎，你还做了决志祷告，相信了耶稣。
And you just have the prayer to receive Christ.
不但如此，你还接受了浸礼。
Not only this, you got baptized.
但是到最后，你却不真信耶稣基督。
But in the end, you don't truly believe in God.
你同意吗？这是不是一件最悲哀的事情
？Do you agree? This is the saddest thing in life.
那人为什么会不真信上帝呢
？Why do people do not truly believe in Jesus?
当人不真的相信耶稣基督的时候，他的心里在什么想什么东西呢
？When you're not truly believing Jesus Christ, so what are you thinking in mind?
首先，他是利用上帝啊。
First, he use God.
人来到教会，来到上帝的家中，来做什么？
So what do people do when they come to the church, the house of God?
想想我们自己来教会的经历嘛。
Think about our own experience to come to the church.
呀，唱诗歌感觉很美，会不会啊
？So sing praise and feels this very beautiful, right?
哪怕你不唱，听听也很美呀。
Even though you don't sing it and you just listen, and
你发现没有？你听牧师讲道，听主日学的问题解答，或者参加我们的门训，本身就是一场很高质量的一种享受，你不觉得吗
？So listening to the pastor's sermon and also the answer and sharing in Sunday school questions also is a
high quality. 教会的每一个讲道和每一次门训主日学，其实都是一场高质量的情理灵的一个属灵的研习，对不对
？So with the preaching and the Sunday school, it's a high quality feast of the emotion, reason, and spirit.
有人称这是一场研习的盛宴，你同意吗
？Some people call that just the banquet.
那来到教会的人际关系里面来呢
？So when we come to the church with an interpersonal relation.
通常教会的人都比较诚实吧
？So usually the people in the church are relatively honest.
当然不绝对
，not absolutely.
但是通常教会的人比较诚实，比较老实。
But just relatively, just the church people in the church are honest.
有些男孩子想找老婆，跑到教会来找，教会的女孩子比较厚道，比较老实。
Some just the brother just came to the church, try to find looking for just the spouse because the sisters are just relatively honest.
所以讲的白一点，来到教会是有利益的，有好处的。
So just to speak simply, just come to the church, you do just receive the benefit.
要无论是做人做事还是做生意。
So whether you're doing things, then you're just doing business.
都是圣经里面所说的一个得利的门路啊。
So they are all what the Bible said, the way to gain.
那在美国，孩子如果读大学，可能也需要牧师给他写封信呢。
In the United States, when a child just goes to college, they need a letter from the recommendation from
pastor. 要告诉他这孩子在教会里曾经做过义工啊。
And the pastor will just provide evidence that this student did a volunteer work.
我们在美国大学看你不是单单看你的考试成绩，看你平常怎么做人的。
Because the college in the United States, they not only look at your grades, they also look at what you did.
诸如此类，我在美国20年了，像这样的信我也写了不少了。
For those pastors, when I serve in U.S., actually, I have written so many letters like this.
弟兄姐妹因此获得一些益处，也是理所应该的。
And also, the brother sister receive the benefit. That's for sure.
但这里最反讽的是什么呢？
However, and what is the just the
在教会里诸多的好处都得了，就唯独对上帝不认真，岂不可惜
？So many benefits they have been obtained, but it is just a pity that the God is that they are not serious about God.
当我们对上帝不认真的时候呢
？When we are not serious about God.
你不过是蹭一蹭上帝的好处，利用一些上帝的益处，但你却没得到上帝，那岂不？最愚蠢的事情吗
？So when you only use God, receive the benefit. However, you are not the serious about God. Is that just a fool about this?
其次呢，是自欺欺人呐。
Second, self-deceiving.
当人走进自欺欺人的陷阱的时候呢，
When people fall into the trap of deceiving oneself,
其实也就已经进入难以自拔的地步了。
They've already entered the point where it is difficult to extricate themselves.
你只要去贪恋钱财。
So as long as you just lust for money.
那愁苦一定是将你缠绕在沼泽地里了。
Then sorrow will entangle you in the swamp.
明明知道自己正在下罪，正在犯错，却不肯悔改。
So obviously knowing that you're making a mistake, but you do not want to repent.
这就是自欺欺人的，对吧？
That is but deceiving yourself.
呀，保罗在加拉太书六章三节怎么说呢？
So in Galatians chapter 6 verse 3, Paul
says, 他说人若无有，还以为自己有，就是自欺了。
If anyone thinks there's something when they are not,They deceive themselves.
可能这么多的罪都还好，都还容易对付，就唯独这个自欺欺人的罪很难对付啊。
So other things is easy to just handle. However, the self-deceiving is just the hard, very difficult.
我们的感觉靠不住的。
Our feeling is not reliable.
我们加入一个会友的那个会友的籍也靠不住的。
Even we just register, join the church membership, that is not reliable.
哪怕我们来参加一次主日聚会，也靠不住的。
Even though we just participate in Sunday worship, we're not reliable.
主都快回来了，弟兄姐妹。
Brother and sister, the Lord is coming back soon.
难道你还在荒废你的光阴吗？
Are you still wasting your time?
仍然不愿意去读经吗？
Do you still just not to read Bible?
仍然不愿意灵修，不愿意祷告吗？
And not praying?Just not just to share the gospel,
不传福音不做见证吗？
And not to share the gospel and to do the witness,
甚至也不固定聚会了。
And you are not just joining the worship this regularly.
更不要说信徒应该有个十一奉献吗？
Not even mention about tithing.
那再往前讲，让你爱人如己，你还有可能吗？
Speak further. So do you love one another?
人家得罪了你，你真能饶恕人吗？
When people just sin against you, would you forgive them?
真的愿意背起自己的十字架？跟随主的脚步参与门训吗？
Are you willing just to bear your own cross to participate in discipleship?
这些你都没有。
All this you don't have it.
然后你还说你没有自欺欺人。
Then you say you're not self-deceiving.
你骗谁也骗不了你自己吧。
So you can cheat others, but not yourself.
你哪怕骗得了你自己，也骗不了上帝啊。
Even though you can deceive yourself.But not God.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，神是不可轻慢，你轻慢不了他的。
Dear brothers and sisters, God cannot be mocked.
因为他是无所不知的神，无所不能的神，对吧？
Because God knows everything.
好，最后是沉迷无知。
Finally, indulge in ignorance.
即使是这样，
Even so,
我也不愿意去下一个结论。
I'm reluctant to come to the conclusion.
甚至我也不愿意去论断你是否得救，你跟神交代就好了。
Or even to judge whether you're saved or not. You just give account to God by yourself.
但是有一件事情我不愿意你不知道。
But there's one thing I don't want you to not know.
就是无知在神的眼中也是罪啊。
That is ignorance, which is the sin in the eyes of God.
当人自高自大的时候呢？
So when man's ignorance expresses just hit the lack of security,
无非是表达他的安全感不足嘛。
It just expresses lack of security.
他要撑起一个空架子来壮胆。
And he just needs to put up an empty shelf to strengthen his courage.
就好像前面说的，常常有人说这是圣经的原则，然后把自己的话灌进去，这是自高自大了。
That is some people would just say it's a Bible's.Biblical principle, actually, he just input it with his own words.
凡是说这一类的话的人，他内心的不安是极度的强的。
When people are doing things like this, actually, in his heart, he's very insecure.
但他却要撑起一个让别人看起来他还不错的一个空架子。
But he just wants to put up an just empty shell to strengthen himself.
所以我常常说他是胆小鬼，没胆量。
Therefore, I just say that he just has just a.And without any courage.
Yeah, 然后从中找补一些只言片语来填补自己的无知，就是这么回事。
And just find a few words just from that to fill your ignorance.
Yeah, 人因为无知啊。
Because people are just ignorant.
才会有一个向人发难的动机，对不对？
Then they just have this kind of a motivation just to find trouble from people.
我透过向人发难的表达自己还不错。
So through that, and just to show that he's not too bad.
其实很像我自己初信的时候。
It's very similar, just like when I first believed in God.
当时凡是经过教会的传道人啊、牧师啊，我就把我在圣经 读经的时候那些问题去刁难这些人呢、啊？
Who says whoever the pastor or minister just them came to our church? I just those find the those them the trouble from today.
我记得有一个牧师来我们教会讲道。
I remember the one time one pastor came to our church.
我就不断的逼迫他，要他回答我的问题，不回答，你现在不回答，你就是不爱主；现在不回答，不爱我；现在不回答，你就是不学无术。好的帽子扣在他头上。
So I just kind of labeled this pastor. I said, if you do not answer me my question, then you just know nothing.
当时那个牧师跟我讲，哎呀，王弟兄，我已经累得不得了，让我休息一下吧。
So during that time, the pastor said, "Oh, brother Wong, please let me just rest a little bit."
而且你提的问题跟圣经的信仰不是主题，我没有必要现在回答你，让我歇歇，以后有空再回答你吧。
And the pastor said, "The question you ask is not really related to the Bible. Let me just rest a little bit, then I answer."
我现在还回想起我当年那个不依不饶的那个蛮横的样子，真是蛮羞愧的。
I still remember my attitude at that time. I just feel very shameful.
回头反省一下，都是因为我们生命当中的那个无知。
So when I reflect about my life, that is because of my ignorance.
也往往一个不喜欢读书的人呢
？Usually, just a person who does not like to read.
那他才会透过争辩来充实自己，对吧
？In that kind of situation, he will enrich himself by arguing.
你知道吗
？Do you know?
人一旦知道自己无知，还有希望的。
So once people know their ignorance, and they may still have hope.
你只要去学习，就有可能学得会啊。
As long as you learn, then you can still learn.
最怕的是什么呢？
So the main concern is
就是你因闲懒而带来的沉迷啊。
So the main concern that is addiction caused by idleness.
沉迷是容让自己的眼目向下凝视。
Addiction that is letting one's eyes to stare down.
直到堕落的地步啊。
To the point of depravity.
你知道堕落的速度有多快吗
？Do you know what is the speed for depravity?
那是自由落体的地心吸力啊。
It's just like the gravity.
呀，每秒是9.8公里的。
So it's like 9.8 miles per second.
好，末世的迷茫。
The confusion of the last days.
皆因迷茫走进了末世啊。
All because of the confusion entered the last day.
圣经说，到了末世，必有人离弃真道。
The Bible says that in the last days, some people will forsake the truth.
呀，那些假基督、敌基督都会冒出头来的。
And a false Christ and antichrist will appear.
迷惑神的百姓。
To deceive God's people.
你今天是否也被迷惑了呢？
Today, are you also just being just confused by those?
我们打开圣经看一看吧。
Just open the Bible, take a look.
从起初就贪婪的亚当们。
Adams, who were greedy just from the beginning.
他仍会继续的贪爱世界的。
They will continue to love the world.
与假基督相匹配的假信徒也会来到世上。
False believers who match the false Christ will also come into the world.
然而凡属主的人，主都必保守的。
However, all who belongs to the Lord will be kept by the Lord.
因为耶稣说，我父比万有都大呀。
Jesus said this, my Father is greater than all.
所以天父必保守凡属于他的人。
And Heavenly Father will just preserve those who belong to him.
请问你是属天父的人吗？
Are you the one belong to the Heavenly Father?
一个属天父的人，他必会胜过末世迷茫的挑战。
A person who belongs to our Heavenly Father will just triumph over this confusion.
你是否愿意靠主胜过这个挑战呢？
Are you willing to just rely on God just to just triumph over this challenge?
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
感谢你今天借着保罗在这一段的话语里边教导我们。
Thank you for teaching us through Paul's words.
主啊，你是何等的伟大呀！
Lord, you're so great.
你所说的话在圣经里的话都一一的应验了。
The words in this Bible, and it's all come true.
我们的确已经来到了末世了。
Now we are in the last days.
我们正在向末日去转化。
And we just transformed to the last date.
因为我们看见你来的日子近了。
Because we know the days that near.
你就站在门口了。
You are at a gate.
你在我们的心门口敲门呐。
You knock to set at the our to set the door of our gate.
你要与属你的人一同坐席。
You will just sit together with the people belong to you.
主啊，我在这里。
Lord, here I am.
求主差遣。
Please send me.
感谢祷告奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.